So it is 7:01, and we are going to call the meeting to order. And we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. And we are going to do the reading of meeting notice. This meeting is being conducted in compliance with the open meeting session that the Verona Board of Education passed a resolution at its annual reorganization meeting held on January 7, 2020. The meeting set forth the schedule of its regular meetings, which resolution was within 7 days of passage. The schedule was sent to the Verona Cedar Grove Times, the Star Ledger, the Herald News, Township of Verona, and the VEA. Postings of this meeting set forth the time, location, and agenda, and they were posted in each of Verona's 6 schools, board office, and town hall. This posting was also sent to the above newspapers, all SEA presidents and SEA liaisons. The Verona Board of Education operates under a consent agenda format. Any board member has the right to have an item pulled to be voted upon or discussed separately. Copies of tonight's agenda and resolutions have been made available to the public and press. And then the roll call for attendance.
Mr. Allward.
Here.
Mrs. Strappi.
Here.
Mr. Day.
Here.
Mrs. Prisco?
Here.
And Mrs. Freshy?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Turner. At this time, we could have public comments on agenda items only.
Okay. So at this point, what I'll do, Mrs. Freshy, is I will activate the portion where it will allow the public to be able to speak. So I'm going to set that up now, and we'll give it a minute. The public will have an opportunity to follow the prompts on the phone to be able to ask any questions that they may have. Okay, there were no questions from the public.
Great, Dr. DiNizio, thank you. So before we move on, there are no presentations for this evening's meeting, but I do want to thank each of you for being so fluid, so flexible, for showing up, Dr. DiNizio, for your tireless efforts under the circumstances of what's going on. I've been hearing a lot of positive feedback. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you for the superintendent's report.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Freshy. So my report is very brief tonight. So first and foremost, I'd just like to thank the board for all of their continued support for me as the superintendent and our administrative team and our entire faculty and teaching staff. And our support staff, the Verona Public Schools community, both in school and within the Verona community, has really banded together and really working hard to make the best possible experiences for our kids and supporting our families in need during this difficult time. And working with our local Office of Emergency Management and the Verona Police Department and our first responders. So we still have a lot of work ahead of ourselves, but I'm really proud of the whole community for coming together and acting in the best interests of our students and our families. The school district continues to think ahead and be as progressive and thoughtful as possible, and taking a lot of feedback in from lots of different stakeholders to really carve a path forward, and I feel like we're moving in the right direction. And then the second part of my superintendent report is one where the purpose of tonight's special meeting was to continue to move ahead with the referendum projects that we have, and the acceptance of the approval of the bids that we had for seven of the different projects in the past 3 or 4 weeks or so. The purpose of the meeting is to continue to move ahead and make sure that we stay on track with the timelines of the referendum. Mrs. Freschi will speak to these resolutions tonight. The resolutions are posted up on our website. And I am proud to say and pleased to say that the bids that the board will be approving this evening are all within our budget. They all came in within the budget that we put forward to the community for this referendum. We still have many projects ahead of us, so we will continue to monitor each of those bids, bid openings individually and approve them accordingly as we see fit and as the financial resources allow us to allocate for. And that's all I have for the superintendent report this evening.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Dr. D'Amicio on that? If no, next on the agenda are committee reports, and we had no committee meetings to speak of, so then we will move down to discussion items. Does anyone have any new or old business that they wanted to discuss?
I just want to put out there, again, thank you to the administration, thank you for the parents and you know, pretty much everybody in this district, the first responders, the town, you know, for doing an amazing job in a tough situation right now. It's a challenging time for all of us, and I've been much appreciative to, you know, friends, neighbors, you know, I'm a resident of Verona like everybody else here on the phone, but, you know, we banded together, you know, so whether supporting the restaurants, supporting the first responders, the rescue squad, the fire police. Again, it's just, you know, I know this is going to continue to go on for X number of weeks. We don't know when it's going to end, but I think, you know, and we're going to start, you know, things are going to might get tougher before they get better. But I think, you know, we just have to all stick together and continue to, you know, control what we can control at this point and just make sure that we're following the guidelines of social distancing and, and I've heard there's some, if people see other people out there, I heard we had some kids playing on one of the school fields. And we really need to try to stop that as a community to make sure that everybody understands the situation and we need to work together and to make sure everybody understands what social distance is and how to make sure that we, help slow this, slow the curve, you want to say, and improve the situation as opposed to making it worse. So, but I want to thank everybody again for their support. Again, we at the schools, along with administration, are here to help and, you know, definitely appreciate everything that the town's doing in conjunction with the residents of the town.
Thanks, Jim. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to add? All right, so with that, we're going to move on to the resolutions. So I am going to ask for a motion to pass resolutions number 1 through 4, number 6, number 8, and number 10. So I need a motion and a second.
So moved. Sorry, Becky.
Second. Good day.
So moved by Sarah Drappi, and second by Jim Day. Is there any discussion?
No.
So if not, be it resolved that we can vote to approve those resolutions, and that was number 1 through 4, number 6, number 8, and number 10. And we could do the vote on that.
Mr. Allworth.
Yes.
Mrs. Drappy.
Yes.
Mr. Day.
Aye.
Mrs. Prisco.
Yes.
And Mrs. Freshy.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, so now the other resolutions have different parts to them, so I am going to do them separately. So I need a motion to approve resolution number 5. And resolution number 5, Dan, Mr. Roberts, can you jump in? Would this be the place where I would say which parts of it we're going to do?
Yes, or if you'd like, I can.
You know what? Why don't you do that? That would be okay. Good.
So on page 6, the motion would include approval of there's a series of check boxes there. Starting from the top, it would include approval of Brookdale Avenue Elementary School roof replacement for $346,000, FN Brown Elementary School roof replacement for $381,000. It would include the FN Brown add alternate 1 for $43,900. It would include Lanning Ave Elementary School roof replacement for $751,758. And it would also include Forest Ave Elementary School roof replacement for $389,758. For a new total of $1,912,416.
Thank you. And then we need a motion to accept that and a second.
So moved.
I'll second. Thank you. Mrs. Drappy.
So moved.
I'm sorry, who moved in second?
Jim Day moved and Sarah Drappy second.
Thank
you. Is there any discussion on resolution number 5?
No.
If not, we could move to vote on resolution number 5.
Mr. Allworth.
Yes.
Mrs. Drappy.
Yes.
Mr. Day.
I'll give it a yes.
Mrs. Prisco.
Yes.
And Mrs. Freshy.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Excellent. We are going to move down to resolution number 7. And resolution number 7 also has a add alternate number 2. So the base bid is $1,327,000, and the add alt is $75,000, and that comes to a total of $1,402,000. And that is awarding the project for H.B. Whitehorn Middle School roof and fascia replacement to the General Contractor Corp. Excuse me. We do need a motion to accept and a second on resolution number 7.
So moved. Mr. Allworth.
Second by Pam.
So moved by Mr. Tim Allworth, second by Pam Prisco. Is there any discussion on resolution number 7? If not, we can move to vote.
Mr. Allworth.
Yes.
Mrs. Drappy.
Yes.
Mr. Day.
Aye.
Mrs. Prisco.
Yes.
And Mrs. Freshy?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And then we are going down to resolution number 9, and that's on page 9. And this is for awarding the project for Verona High School, Lanning Ave, Brookdale, Forest Ave for the door replacements, and the bid is for Northeastern Interior Services. And that also has little check boxes. So it's the door replacement for $187,000 and the add alternate 1 for $75,000 for a total of $262,000.
Right.
I need
and
a
just
motion.
One quick clarification on that. I just looked over the engineer's letter, and that add alt should be add alternates 1 and 2, same number of 75,000, same total.
Okay, so we can make that correction, add alternate 1 and 2 for the same total of $75,000.
Correct. So same total bid or same total amount of $262,000 for the award.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Sure.
We need a motion to move and a second.
So moved.
A move
Jim
by
May.
Pam. Beat me, Jim.
Moved by Mr. Day and second by Mrs. Prisco.
Pam.
And are there any questions or discussion on resolution number 9?
Nope.
No, so then we could vote on that.
Mr. Allworth.
Yes.
Mrs. Drappy.
Yes.
Mr. Day.
Aye.
Mrs. Prisco.
Yes.
And Mrs. Freshy.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody. And that is going to bring us now to the public comments portion of the meeting. If any members of the public want to comment, Dr. Dionisio will open the floor for that.
Okay, I'll do that now. There were no comments from the public.
All right, no comments from the public. So now I need that's the end of our meeting. So a motion, that was quick, a motion to adjourn the meeting. I need a motion and a second.
So moved, Mrs. Zappi.
Second by Pam.
So motion by Mrs. Zappi and second by Mrs. Prisco. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. The eyes have it.
Well done.
Finally, the eyes have it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All opposed? So this meeting is adjourned at 7:20 p.m., and the next scheduled public meeting will be held Tuesday, April 14th, 2020, beginning with a confidential session at 6 p.m. and the public session at 7 p.m. via teleconference, pending the evolving nature of COVID-19. I want to thank everybody again for their patience and flexibility. Thank you, Mr. Roberts, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.